If you've been following the climate change debate for a while, the name Rajendra Pachauri should sound familiar. He's the former chair of the UN panel on climate change. Last February, he was accused of sexual harassment by a researcher who worked at his institute in India. An internal investigation there found him guilty, so Pachauri stepped down. Now a new allegation of harassment has been leveled against him. We asked reporter Ritu Chatterjee for an update on Pachauri's case. She's written about this for Science Magazine.
He's a pretty public figure here in India. In 2007, he shared the Nobel Peace Prize with Al Gore for all his work in climate change. And India's proud of him for his international stature and for the fact that he got India the Nobel Peace Prize. And he helped build this institute that he's headed since 2001, the Energy and Resources Institute, better known as TERI, based here in New Delhi.
And why have the allegations surfaced again? Why is there a fuss right now?
So what happened last week was that the institute, TERI, announced that he was being made the executive vice chairman. So in some senses, his position at TERI was being elevated from the director to the executive vice chairman. And that's when the uproar began, because the media, women's rights activists, and even former students of TERI University came out and said that instead of punishing this man, who was at least by this internal committee found guilty, how can you elevate him? When you let him go and when you further elevate his standing in a workplace, then you're sending a message to all powerful men throughout the country in various workplaces that this is okay. And so this case has indeed become a big symbol of India's fight against sexual violence, especially in the workplace.
What is happening in the courts? Is there actually a legal case against Mr. Pachauri?
So the police is investigating it. And from what the Indian media here reports and what the first complainant's lawyer told me is that the police has said that they're going to file what they call a charge sheet, following which there will be a court case. But as of now, you know, who's to say how this will go? However, I should point out that Dr. Pachauri did ask for an anticipatory bail from the courts, which the courts granted, and they have also allowed him to travel to some 9 or 10 countries in the past year, despite having an ongoing police investigation into the case.
Ritu, give us a sense of how this is going down in India.
So the thing to remember, Jeb, and, you know, I've covered the issue of sexual violence against women in India since 2012, when the horrific gang rape that's now come to be called as the Delhi gang rape took place, and all the changes that have been going on in India. Since then, there were a lot of protests and a lot of legal changes that came about in India. Before that, there were guidelines to help employers deal with this, but in the 2013 Sexual Harassment in the Workplace Act actually requires employers to have these bodies to look into this cases of sexual harassment. But the sad thing is that the vast majority of employers have done nothing towards it.
These cases are always hard in the sense of until something's in a court of law, until you have evidence and you have a decision one way or the other, they're uncomfortable to talk about. That's as true here in the United States as it is over there in India. You're a former scientist yourself. You've navigated the world of science both places. I just wonder if you have any strong sense of how differently this might be playing out if it were happening here versus there.
That's a great question, Jeb, because in this past year, we have seen two major cases of sexual harassment in the workplace coming out of academics, science in particular, in the United States. There was a case of where a young researcher alleged a very well-known astronomer in Berkeley. And the most recent case was of a physical anthropologist who allegedly harassed another younger researcher at the American Museum of Natural History in New York. And the way academics there reacted was by, there was a sense of outrage. There were more stories that sort of came out, and there were, you know, senior scientists who stepped up and said, okay, let's recognize that this is a pervasive problem and let's try and do something about it. Whereas here, I've yet to see or hear any prominent scientists speak up against this case. It's mostly women's rights activists and students and the media that's speaking up here.
That was reporter Ritu Chatterjee in New Delhi.